Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Hey everybody, you're listening to episode 51 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast, which is a Stoic Saturday episode of the podcast. Every Saturday, I share a Stoic philosophy for you to take into the weekend. Stoicism is a life philosophy that maximizes positive emotions, decreases negative emotions, and assists individuals in honing their character virtues. Stoicism provides a framework for living well at any time, in any situation. Today, I have chosen a philosophy from Seneca. Just to give a little background on Seneca, Seneca was a Roman Stoic philosopher, politician, playwright, satirist from the post-Augustan period of Latin literature. Seneca was born in Cordoba and raised in Rome, where he studied rhetoric and philosophy. Seneca was exiled to the island of Corsica by Emperor Claudius, but was allowed to return in 49 AD to become a tutor to Nero. He subsequently became Nero's counselor after he became emperor in 54 AD. Before I share with you today's philosophy from Seneca, I just want to remind you that all the previous episodes of the podcast are available on all the major podcast platforms. So if you've not yet had a chance, why not put some time to one side and give them a listen? If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to hit the subscribe button or like button so that you can catch all the future episodes. If your podcast platform allows it, please leave a review because it helps us to expand the audience and gets us seen. Also, tell your friends about it. Share the podcast on social media. Let's get the word out there. Let's share this information with as many people as we possibly can. The aim of the podcast is to make sure that people aren't sleepwalking through life. I want people to live the life they were meant to live and bring forth their gifts and talents into the world. Okay, now it's time for me to share with you today's Stoic philosophy from Seneca. And it was Seneca who said, "He who fears death will never do anything worthy of a man who is alive." Now that may sound depressing, but the Stoics made it a habit to think about death in order to enjoy life. It was dubbed memento mori, which loosely translates as remember that you shall die. It's easy for people to take something like living for granted, since it is plentiful and all we have ever known, but we waste it by not realizing its weakness. It is important to remember that life is short. We are here for a brief moment, a speck of time in comparison to the age of the universe. We should not waste a moment of that time. Think about for a moment your most important life goals. How many of these are you delaying because the time isn't right, you don't feel you're ready, that you haven't got the right equipment or the right talents? How often have you put off starting that company, learning that new hobby, putting in the application for a dream job, or just simply doing something you've always wanted to do? Bruce Springsteen put it another way in the song Better Days with the lyric, "I sat around listening to the hours and minutes ticking away. Yeah, just sitting around waiting for my life to begin while it was all just slipping away." The Stoics believed in enjoying life to the utmost. This entails seizing fresh possibilities, fresh opportunities, overcoming fear and being our best selves. And that was the purpose of today's saying, is to remind you that life is short. You've got to seize the opportunities, go out there and live life to the utmost. Let's hear that quote from Seneca again. "He who fears death will never do anything worthy of a man who is alive." That was the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please hit the subscribe button and if possible, leave a rating or a review. Also, please feel free to share the podcast with others and post about it on your favourite social media platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter @WinningEdgePod. Thanks again. I'll see you next time.